Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins.
What?
All right. Well, we are in a little mini-series on hiring skills, and we had talked about how you can discern for character on episode 612, how to discern for chemistry on 614, and on today's episode, we're going to be talking about how you can discern for competency. Now, oftentimes when it comes to job interviews and hiring someone, the first thing that you will typically weed people out is their competency, right? I mean, you look at their resume, you look at their cover sheet, you check. Actually, before I keep on going, when you see a spelling mistake on a cover letter or on a resume, what does that say to you? What do you think, Todd?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, dude, I don't have words.
Well, especially because the cover letter is like, what, a paragraph? And the resume is like, yeah, it's not an essay. So
yes, it's pretty brutal when that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. And part of it is it's first impressions, right? I mean, we say you should never judge a book by its cover, but when you have 10, 15, 20, 100 resumes coming in for a position, it's how do you distinguish between one and the other? Well, how it looks, the competency in and around that and in and around the spelling. But then you get to, well, are they competent? Do they have the skills in and around that? So, Todd, when it comes to actually hiring someone or going through the interview, you obviously have in front of you all the things that they've done. How do you dig deep and ask questions to get to the root of whether or not they're competent?
Well, I mean, here's the first question that goes into this is, of course, I'm going to take it back to pipeline, and that would be, do you know the core competencies that you expect of this leadership position, as well as the role competencies that you expect of this position? Because that's where it starts. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if they're amazingly competent, they're a 9 out of 10 on something that is not important to the position.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter as much. Sure, that might be of benefit, but understanding what core universal competencies I want at a director of ministry level, if it's a director of ministry level position, or if it's in whatever level it is, understanding mm-hmm. what I expect from anybody in this role, and then what I expect from them as if I'm hiring a children's person, what I want the children's person to know. You're not going to know that unless you take a step back and say, what are the competencies that I am looking for in this position? And based on now having a clear understanding of what the competencies are, I am prepared to ask good questions that will reveal whether or not they're competent. Otherwise, I'm just going to Google interview questions, and I'm going to sit down and I'm going to cherry pick some. Oh, that one sounds good. Oh, that one sounds great. Oh, I'm going to get them there. And then, you know, they may just interview really well, or they may impress you with some of their answers, but they may not truly be competent in the things that will make them successful in the role in your church, because every church is going to be a little bit different. So you can't just Google it. It will help you, but it's not going to be the end all be all.
Yeah. I don't know if our listeners caught this, but you actually emphasized that word, your church.
Yeah.
Right. Your church. And what I love about that is, you know, obviously anyone can write whatever they want on a resume. And obviously if someone's lying, you know, that's going to bite you in the back if you end up doing that on your resume. But when you're taking a look at what the person did and how they served in the past, that's good as a starting point and to know. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they'll be successful in your context. So one of the things that I love doing to discern for competency is actually creating scenarios or talking about either ors, or what would you do if this happened, or oh hey, this is about to take place, or this is really important, and I tell them a little bit about what's coming up. How would you then lead in light of this? And I actually preface it by saying, okay, and you know what, don't say you can't answer it because you don't know the context. Don't say you can't answer it because you need to listen and you need to first observe and learn. And I was like, because I know that you have to do that anyway. Now, if they're very prideful, I wouldn't say that because I want to see if they are going to say, I need to first listen and learn. But that's right. Such a pat answer. So I really just kind of get that out of the way. And I'm like, okay, so here's an example. We were hiring someone for our children's ministry, actually a few positions for our children's ministry recently. And I asked them, okay, so would you say that you are a children's pastor who is a bit more like this or a bit more like that? And then I actually just posed the two scenarios. For example, I said, okay, here, scenario A. You're a children's pastor and you love, you know, you have gifts of teaching and you love gathering the kids together and you love, you know, figuring out, okay, you know, here's how we're going to draw them closer to Christ. Here's how we're going to teach them to know about Jesus. And then you recruit volunteers and the volunteers that you're looking for by and large are going to assist you in, you being able to preach and teach and disciple these kids? Or are you on the flip side where you actually try to find other individuals who have gifts of teaching and you put them as teachers over classrooms and what you do instead is you do all the jobs that you don't really want to give people because you think it's menial. So you're going to be the one that's cutting the crafts. You're going to be the ones that are setting up and cleaning the rooms, you know, getting them prepped before and after because you want to give all the best positions to other people. So, and then I just pose that and I see how they answer. Because the correct answer isn't either or, right? But it's just interesting to see how they would then respond and the conversation that then ensues about volunteering and the role of a pastor and Ephesians 4 and equipping the saints for the work of ministry and all that.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it is sometimes competency can be as difficult to discern as character.
Yeah, that's right.
There's so many tools and helps on interviewing and different things now. And again, some people are better than interviewing than executing. So,
yeah,
it is.
Yes.
But I think between the two of us, it would set somebody on the right track for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Okay. So how do you know that someone is lying or embellishing the truth?
One is by, you know, actually checking the references. I'm always shocked, you know, if a problem arises after a hire and you go back and you talk to the person that hired them. Unfortunately, about half the time when you dig in, there were warning signs that would have been there in their past if somebody really checked the references. And then you ask the person, did you call all the references? No, I called one. Sometimes they don't call any, but it would be like, no, I called one. I called the top one and left it there. I think that's important. And it's also important to ask some of those questions, especially if you had any indication of your discernment meter went off on any question that you had, following that up with one of those references is important. I mean, when you follow up with a reference, the questions you ask a reference are almost as important as the questions you ask the candidate, because they need to be direct, yet open-ended, or followed up with a, you know, an open-ended question. So,
yeah,
you know, would you hire this person? Yes. Why? Why would you hire them over, you know, another candidate that seems like they would be qualified for the job? Because that allows them to expound on, you know, some deeper character competency or, you know, piece that they might find that's really important. Conviction. Sorry. I was looking for another C. something that, you know, might deem them a little bit higher than somebody else. But it also gives you an understanding of if that answer is weak or not. So, hey, for those listening, learn from this too. Your references say a lot about you as well.
Mm.
So if I'm not impressed with your reference, that actually informs me about you as well.
That's interesting. I have not thought about it like that. Yeah, actually that's fascinating. You know, the one of the other ways that I discern for competency is whether or not the person has prepared questions.
Yeah.
So Todd, you and I are the same here. I mean, we're both learners and we know the importance of, you know, you can't be a leader unless you're learning. And I mean, if someone doesn't have any questions for me, I'm just like, those are alarm bells. Those are alarm bells for me where I'm like, I don't know. Are they hungry? Have they done their research? Do they think they know everything? Is this one of many interviews? Do they even want this? You know, and there are all these questions that end up popping into my mind when someone doesn't ask questions. Because here's the thing. You're not going to ask questions because you haven't done your homework.
Yeah.
So if you're interviewing for a position and it's a group's position, well, man, you better have looked inside and out on all the groups and what the philosophy of groups are on the, and you should have listened to sermons, a few sermons, and see if the preacher is talking about groups and just all this stuff, you know, same with children's ministry, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, where you'd have to do your homework and then you would have questions. I mean, at the least, Google questions to ask in an interview and at least choose a couple of those. Yeah. But yeah, it's always surprising when there are no questions.
Yeah. An easy way to ask that or to find out if they've done their homework is, you know, hey, not asking them word for word, you know, what's our vision statement or mission statement, but what's your favorite, you know, what's your favorite core value of our church?
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, what the?
So that tells you that you were, you know, either A, man, they're just completely in shambles, or B, you're one of five people that they were interviewing with this week. And
yeah, exactly.
They're not terribly passionate about you unless you bring the best package.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, hopefully this little mini series on hiring skills has been helpful. We do so appreciate you listening into our podcast. And if you have further questions that you'd like us to answer, just go to speakpipe.com/newchurches or hit the sidebar on the right on newchurches.com that says send a voicemail. And we would love to answer them. Thanks again for listening in. And we'll catch you next time.